All right. So I mentioned that we have some special guests from the Chicago Outfit Roller Derby in the house. That is super sweet. They are the premier roller derby outfit in Chicago. They are the only all-touring roller derby outfit in Chicago, which is fantastic. We have two of their members here to share tales with us tonight. We also have some info on their upcoming events for you later, which we will share. But for now, can we please get Electra Fry on the stage?
It's Phi, in case you were all wondering. Not that I was ever part of the Greek system.
Sorry, yes, I wrote it down right. I said it wrong.
We're not going to hold it against you, don't worry. And I'm going to ask you all to bear with me, because as I look out onto all your faces, I'm remembering why I didn't become a theater major in college. And actually, we agreed to do this kind of as we were getting piecemeal information from Badger to the Bone, who is our marketing director. And yes, the names get better from here on out. Who originally asked us if we wanted to do a podcast, which I thought would just be me going to a radio studio as before, shilling that we have an upcoming fundraiser where roller derby girls will wrestle each other in spaghetti on April 5th at the Double Door. Pre-sale tickets are $7 and they're $10 at the door, in case you were wondering. And then more information started to trickle in, and I was told that actually we'd be speaking in front of a group of people, which is when I proceeded to get the shakes. And then I was told we were going to be speaking about scars, which is when I was starting to wonder, am I supposed to stand up here, roll up my pants, and show you guys how to connect the dots with the marks on my ankles? Or show you the scar underneath my left eyebrow, which taught everybody the importance of helmet wearing. Or show you the lovely line that runs from my belly button to my collarbone, which is the prime example of why you should never volunteer to be the first to demonstrate slip and slide even when you're 8 years old. But the more I started to think about it, the more I started to realize that scars sometimes aren't as literal as the word would have you believe. And so I wanted to talk to you maybe about the side of roller derby that a lot of people don't get to see, which is the emotional side. So I apologize if I get a little deep on you guys here, but it's, unless you're involved in the sport, it's an area that a lot of people aren't really familiar with. There is a popular colloquialism in the derby community that you see in everything from printed merchandise to bumper stickers to the derby blogosphere, and it's a phrase, roller derby saved my soul. And it's cute and it's good for marketing, and a lot of people take it at just that. But when you start to talk to the skaters, which over the past 2 years I have talked to hundreds, not just in my league, but in the leagues we play across the state of Illinois and across the country, you start to realize that that sentiment really runs true to a lot of skaters. A girl in my last league once told me that she believes you don't find roller derby finds you. And the more I think about it, the more it really rings true, because people seem to come to derby at the time when it is most necessary in their lives and at the time when a lot of them are their lowest. And so when you ask people, how did you get involved in the sport? A lot of them will tell you that it came after the divorce or after the breakup, that it came after their father was diagnosed or after they were forced to move across the country, that it came after the baby that they weren't expecting or after they lost the baby that they were really trying for. And in a couple cases, a lot of it came after the diagnosis or after the loss of a breast. So as you talk to the humans behind these ridiculous and occasionally vulgar names, you start to realize that there is something about roller derby that when you are at your lowest point, this sport that seems unobtainable and violent and scary suddenly seems like something you have to do in order to prove to yourself, in some cases, that you're even still breathing. So I started to think about my own journey to the sport itself, and I found roller derby after moving across the state of Illinois, and for the first time I was living in a strange city by myself. No friends, no family in the areas, and as someone who's grown up in the Chicagoland area for all her life and has a huge network here, for the first time I was actually swinging without a net, if you will, and it absolutely terrified me. I was working at a job in a very niche field in which I had no experience and in which I was pretty much desperate to accept. And up until that point in time, roller derby just seemed like something that Ellen Page did in a cute skirt in a movie that didn't generate as much people had hoped at the box office. So, but I saw a flyer posted for it one day at my office, and all of a sudden, after weeks of sitting at home on Saturdays and Sunday nights with nothing better to do in a small town, it seemed like what the hell became something I had to try. And people have asked me in the past what my favorite thing about roller derby is, and as cliche as it sounds, my usual response is that the minute you put on your skates, you have 20 new best friends. And it's exaggerating, but only slightly, just because the girls who see you get out on that track, and I mean the minute you wobble out there in your rental skates and fall promptly on your butt, because it's what we all do, they have an understanding about the reasons that you're there, because every one of them has fought that own personal battle that drew them to the sport itself. So I suppose the moral of the story is that despite the stereotypes you see, despite the idea from the 70s that it's all bare-knuckle boxing on skates, or that it's wrestling where it's scripted and someone always goes over the rail in the second half, the way modern roller derby has evolved is that it's much more than just an athletic endeavor. The women you see out there are a lot of times, as they bruise their bodies, learning to heal themselves. And so the moral of the story is that sometimes it's the scars you don't see that matter a lot more than the ones you do.
Thank you so much, Electrify, which is what I should have said the first time. I totally feel for that. I started working with the Nerdalogs after kind of a breakup of my own. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have an organization that embraces you. So, yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.